Yerushalayim. Al-Taniach derech chasidus, al-fopi shemaligin olecho, val-tevo ishli dvar mitzvah. Do not refrain from derech chasidus, even though they laugh at you. So I'm doing something which most people think is not necessary. So the person says, what do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You're such a balgaiva. You're crazy. So do not feel that that's a reason not to do a mitzvah. Val teva shadvar mitzvah. So Rav Kasfel Sarna says, sometimes, you know what, I'm not giving miniach derech chasidus. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. It's the right thing to do. Right? But inside, I'm embarrassed. He says, no, while Tevah is about mitzvah, never be embarrassed about doing a mitzvah. Even though people around you do not understand, but you understand the value of what you're doing. Right? So the person is, he gets a tip that, you know, that there's a treasure right here down on the ground. So he starts thinking. So people tell you, yeah, you're crazy, there's no treasure here, it's a waste of your time. You know, every meshuggah that comes here, you're one of those meshuggahs. You're not going to be embarrassed. You know, there's a treasure there, right? They're the fools. You're not the fool. They're the fools. So I don't care what they say. So besides that, I'm not going to stop digging. I'm not going to be embarrassed of what I'm doing because, like, I know it's a very good thing to do. They don't know that. So that's their problem. So I'll tell you what's the dharma. So now, the Mephoshim over here, all of these Mephoshim ask Akasha from a rush before, and I said, hey, Altasa Dabrash and Ligo Habrius, do not do things which people are going to laugh at. Same word, Yaligo, yeah? Shadarka Mahala Matavis to Lagalis arose. Because that's what people do. People tend to look at the negative and suppose the positive. So here he's saying you shouldn't do it. Here he's saying, game in Ishtan, do it anyway. Right? So each one has their approach. One approach is that this is talking about Dvar Rishus. Don't do strange things. Right? If it comes to Derech HaChasidus, you do what you gotta do, and don't worry about how it's interpreted. Okay? That's so another suggestion is that if you have to do it, you understand, when you do something good and people are mouthing, besides the fact that there's an issue on you, well, you'll continue to do it or not, you're being machshel them. You're causing them to laugh at a dover type, which is not a good idea. So don't do it publicly. Try and do it as private as possible. So you have your actions, so as much as possible, don't do them in a way which illegal abrius people are going to laugh at. If you have no choice, so you do what you got to do. So that's another approach. I want to touch on something which is a little bit off of what the Rosh says. The Rosh talks about Derech Chasidus. There's a Goyin, and Revolver brings this. There's a Goyin, and there's a Maral. The Maral is in Derech Chaim. So the Mishnah says that Kol Sheyiras Chetah Chedavas Chachmasa Chachmasa Miskayemis Kol Sheyiras Chetah Chedavas Chachmasa Ein Chachmasa Miskayemis. So the morale shells in the problem. The translation of the phrase Yiras Ketoy is strange. Pasha, what does the pasuk say? That for Chochma to be valid, it has to be rooted in Yiras Hashem, Yir Shemayim. So your Yira has to be greater than your Chochma. So you have what to hold on to your Chochma. So your Yiras Chet has to be greater than your Chochma. So the correct dikuk for a person having Yiras Chet is Yiraser Shachet. Translating Yiras Chet means the fear of his sin. So what does it mean, the fear of his sin? It should be his fear of sin, not the fear of his sin. Are we making sense of the question? Yeah? So the morale says that that's what it's talking about. Each person has their Achilles heel. Right? The areas I have problems with are not the areas you have problems with. I happen to have a major temper issue, and I really have a problem with temper. You're the most laid-back guy in the world. Right? Like, you know, like nothing faces you. So I have an avera, I have an issue of the all of the averas which come with temper. You don't have that avera. Now, you might have a time issue. I don't have a time issue. Right? So that's your chet that you have to deal with. So each person has different areas of avoidance that they have to work on. There are his sins. So what the mission is saying, above and beyond the qualistic concept of Yiras Chet, the person has to be aware of where he is challenged. And the Gaon says he has to make gedorim and on his areas. And if he is not going to make his gedorim and his areas, because people are going to think what he's doing is strange, because they don't understand why he has a special challenge in that area. So they think he's just Tom being a meshugana, going overboard, without realizing that he really is challenged over here and he needs these extra gedorim. If he's going to refrain from doing those gedorim that he needs for his own personal avoda, truly, because what people think, it means he put the people before a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Gaon says. So that's what the rush might be talking about. There's mostly of, you know, Chassidus is a beautiful thing. You know what? You have to weigh it. Sometimes it turns people off. Sometimes it creates negativity, which is not worth it, etc. Then there are the areas of avoda that a person personally needs. I need to work on this thing. I need it and if I don't, I'm going to be unhealthy. I can't be maniac that because of what you think. Because you don't understand. I'll give you a marshal. I don't like being touched by women, so I really prefer not to have a. I prefer male nurse. I prefer a male. When I go to the dentist, I would have to try and get the person should clean up. The hygienist should be a male. So I don't like being touched by women. I was once in Cleveland, so I used to use Dr. X, and Dr. X was great. He didn't have a hygienist, he was a hygienist, so it was a doctor, right? So he stopped for whatever reason. He stopped practicing, so I switched to another guy, so I had much bigger practice. So the hygienist was a woman, so I says, is it possible I can get a male hygienist? He says, I don't understand you. She revised a ghost bond with every degrees was a tzaddik and a kaddish v'tor. He's not a machbet, so why are you machbet? So I said, I feel you do machbet. She revised, I feel you do machbet. You're meshugana, all these yeshiva guys are crazy. It's a, I made a decision. I feel that for my needs, I need to have that. What she was doing was a halachically 100% correct. I'm not discussing halacha. I'm discussing what my needs are. So you don't understand what my needs are because you're like, what's new? End the conversation. You know, that's where we left it. You know, I'm sorry, you're right. She revised it, does otherwise, and I agree that's the halacha. But I still need this. Can I please have this? So I ended up not using that. He wasn't. You go to religious goyim, they're much better. You know, they'll accommodate your request. They're going to from Jews even sometimes. Fried Jews for sure not. It's like, I was like, why are we having this fight? So there, Yaligo Abrius, what am I supposed to do? Yaligo, I felt that I had a need to do that. It was important to me that I made a cheshbon mitzvah, what my needs are, that I need to do this. So I had a conversation. I can't answer to you because you don't understand where I'm coming from. The fellow who's making all these gedorim and dealing with temper issues, and his friend is the most labor guy, like, why are you doing this? It's a waste of your time. It's ridiculous. You're sure going to get tells him what? He doesn't understand my issues. Doesn't understand what I'm challenged with. So he doesn't understand. Of course, he's going to laugh at it. So, but what, therefore, I should not do what I need because you think it's stupid. You think it's foolish. Like, what you're going to define what's right for me, what's wrong for me. That's not intelligent. So that's maybe that's shot in the rush. Enough shot in the rush. But that's a very big nakuda and avoida, is that a person has to be aware of what their personal areas of avoida are. There's another guy, and the guy says that. It's very important, this Lakuta. The Gaon says that there's a there's a one of the Gemara in Erev, and the Gemara says that for 2.5 years Beishan Beisilla had his arguments whether it's better a person should be Nivra or not be Nivra. And after 2 years they decided it's better he should not be Nivra, and now that he's Nivra, you know, he should be Yifashish Maisa, Yimashish Maisa. It's a funny Gemara. Like, so let's get it straight. The Rosh Hashanah created the world. We decided, you know what, it was a bad idea. It's better we shouldn't have been created. Like, really? The Rosh Hashanah created us. He got it wrong. It would have been better we shouldn't have been created. But now we're created, okay, you're stuck. You know, that's what the Gemara is saying. What does the Gemara say? So he said, the garden is in Mishlei. The Pasuk says, I praise the dead which died more than those that were alive which are still alive. So there's obviously a redundancy in the pasuk. Most of the people dead already died. As opposed to what? Like, what's the other option? You know, from the lie which are alive. There's something funny in the pasuk. So the going in this Pirush and Kabbalah says that we're discussing Gilgal. This doesn't come around a second time. Is it better to get it all done the first time? Right? Or is it better to get a second chance to come around and get more mitzvahs? Right? So a person in a lifetime can accomplish, we'll say, you know, 1 trillion mitzvahs, 2 lifetimes, you can accomplish 2 trillion mitzvahs. On the other hand, he can blow it 1 trillion times or 2 trillion times. What's better? That's the argument. And the first time Hashem created us, that was his decision. The second time, really somewhat up to us. Right? So is it better to come back a second time or not? So they came back, you know what's better or not? The dead which stay dead are much better than the Chayim or Shem Chayim Adena, those who come around for a second Gilgal. So the Gemara says, you know what? It's not a bad idea to come back. It's not good to come back for a second Gilgal. It's better to get it all done the first time. But now the Maaseh, we're back for a Gilgal. So what do you do? So why the Rosh Hashanah send you back? He sent you back because there's an area of Avodah that you need to address. Either positive or a negative. Either there's areas of Avodah you need to accomplish more in the positive respect, or you need to accomplish more in correcting the negative respect. So how do you know what it is? Yifashish b'maaseh. You should search through your actions, the Garden says. And you'll realize that there are certain areas which you are very challenged in. You're either drawn to tremendously, to do with other type, or you're drawn negatively to do with other rat. Says once you've searched through your actions, you find that you have a tendency constantly towards these things. That's a sign that's why you're here. You're here to correct this issue. You're here to correct this issue of that you're drawn to learning a certain area. The fact you're drawn there is a simon ledover that again, the guy just because he's lazy. I like learning Musar because it's easier learning Gemara. That's what I'm talking about. Right? But a person really finds that whenever he a certain area, it talks to him, it speaks to him, it inspires him, it connects to it. There's a reason why they're connecting over there. Some famous Meister with the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh's area, he was Drush. The Sefer of Al-Sheikh is a lot of Drush. He was living in Tzvas at the same time as the Rizal, etc. And the Rizal was giving a shir in Rizal, right? Kabbalah. So the Rizal told the Al-Sheikh not to come. Because you're ready, in your previous Gilgal, you totally fulfilled all of your tikkun that you needed in the area of Nistar. It's a waste of your time to come to the shir. You need to work on Drush. This is what Arizal told the Al-Sheikh. So now you imagine, like, all of the Gedolei Chachamim in Tzvas are going to the Shir, not the Al-Sheikh. So he said, he couldn't help those. One time he went to the Shir. So he walks into the Shir, and after the first 3 words, he falls asleep. He wakes up at the end of the 3-hour Shir. He wakes up at the end of the Shir. He never slept in a Shir in his life. So he copped, that's what the Arizal was saying. It's such a waste of his time to be there, because it's not what his Neshama needed. The Al-Sheikh needed to be Masaka in the area of Drush. A person drawn to a certain Aveira. It means that previous Gilgal he was nichshel in it much and he needs to correct it. So Rosh Hashanah is going to give him a certain tendency towards it, which he needs to now work on it. Because that's why he was sent here. He was sent here to address that issue. So otherwise he would have stayed back at Shemayim and sitting, you know, basking on Eden. Why are you here? To correct this issue. So if you're not going to correct that issue, like, whoa, it was really bad. You came back here, which you really is preferable not to come back here, to fix something you didn't fix. Now what? So there's a nakuda of Yifashish Ramaisa, where the person has to seek through and see where are the areas. The Rizal says that Bizman Azeh, basically everybody's a Gilgal. We're all here for a second round, at least a second round for a reason. Aleph. The reason I'll say is that the Iker reason for Gilgal is Chatas Neurim, so people are not careful in the Inyan of Kedusha. The Mashiach will come when we correct that. So the Russian is going to send a generation where there's going to be tremendous challenges in the area of Kedusha to allow us tremendous opportunities to be misakin it, and then we can bring Mashiach. So our generation, almost like, you know, the generation is going to bring Mashiach with the no, you know, just say no, like, you know, just say no, with the no to the taiva and Kedusha issues, saying no to those taiva, those, that's going to bring Mashiach. You don't have to leave more, come on. You know. The way you overcome it is by being connected to Torah.
You know what I'm saying?
But when we can accomplish that, each one of us on our own level, and for Kaisel and the greater level, this is our opportunity to fix the problem. So you look at our generation, it's talking like it's like from Mars, our generation, like all of a sudden the issues of Kedusha issues. And the Pasha, that's the reason I was really explaining why.